A giant belch. Did it really happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose new museum will challenge evolution and proclaim biblical authority. Well, Ken, your comment there was just a little weird, but I presume you have a legitimate reason for bringing it up.
Well, according to a recent article in the journal Geology, a deadly burp of what scientists claim was methane gas came from deep in the ocean. And it's being blamed for having wiped out much of life on the planet some 250 million years ago. What's more, these researchers are predicting that it could happen again. They say there's enough methane in just 1% of the ocean to cause an explosion 10,000 times greater than if all nuclear weapons were detonated at once. They concluded that just a local disturbance, such as an earthquake, could force methane to be released all at once from the ocean, causing a giant flammable burp and flooding. They say that this might once again destroy most of the life on Earth. Of course, there was no mass extinction 250 million years ago, because the world's not millions of years old. But in a sense, there was one mass extinction of all but two of every kind of land animal, seven of some, when almost all life on Earth died as a result of Noah's flood.
So does that also mean dinosaurs didn't die out millions of years ago? What does the Bible teach? You'll be encouraged in your faith when you read Ken Ham's eye-opening booklet on dinosaurs and the book of Genesis. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.